We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 8th of October, 2011, as we move rapidly through the autumn months here. It's going to be winter before you know it. And those people in the South will be, well, they'll probably be pretty comfortable, finally, as we freeze our tails off here in the North. But anyway, we're visiting with Roger Mundy, and Roger has been, we've been talking about how, well, a variety of things, really, with regard to some of these Wall Street protests, and how the other side focuses much of its attention upon pushing both sides of the dialectical progress process, and bringing about us to a point where really both sides end up leading to the same direction, totalitarian control, and manipulating everyone into their own predetermined outcome. It's a Hegelian dialectic, folks, and we see it in every aspect of society today. And I guess, Roger, you would say that in many respects we saw some of these same tactics back when the Constitution was adopted. Would you say that would be fair?
Oh, more than fair. I would point specifically to at that time in the Constitution, Shays' Rebellion, where there was the timing is very convicting. I believe it's the very same year that the Constitution was promulgated, was the time of the crushing of the Shays' Rebellion. And the Shays' Rebellion came about when the Lords of Trade of England had demanded payment in gold and specie from the American colonies for their trade. And now they already had limited the trade of America, or the commerce of the America, to do only business with England. And then they demanded payment in specie. And what that did, the merchants on the coast began to demand payment for what they sold to the retailers out in the sticks, and then the retailers demanding payment in gold and such from the farmers, many of which had possibly never seen gold, never seen coin. They had arranged different kinds of payment. A lot of times in their crops at a certain time of year.
Okay. So, hey, you know. Raj.
Yeah.
Roger, we've got to take a break here.
Sure.
Let's continue talking about the Shays' Rebellion on the other side of the break, okay? Folks, so this is Govern America. We're visiting with Roger Mundy, and we'll tell you how to get a contact with him a little bit later on in the show. So stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
When you turn and find that you're all alone, and the velvet wall at night moves in, wraps around you like a wall of stone. Just when your final prayer has flown,
love will get there.
When a mother's touch is far away, you close your eyes and you hear a voice whispering, it'll be okay. Just hold on for one more day.
Love will get there.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here with Roger Mundy. And, Roger, just before the break, I had to rudely interrupt you. You were talking about the Shays Rebellion.
Yeah.
And its impact on the founders and the Constitution. Go ahead, please.
Okay, well, it's something notable. You know, the War of Independence was funded mostly by America issuing this paper script money. And one of the things that Britain did during the conflict was to bring ships in to produce counterfeit versions and attempt to destroy the value of the currency by flooding the country with counterfeit currency. But they managed to conduct the war based on this paper currency. And before that time, under the colonies, there was actually a great prosperity in some areas by using that kind of script for their currency. And but at this point, there was a demand for gold and silver. Now I don't know if it was just exclusive to Britain, or if there was no way to actually trade with other nations in anything else, or the exact specifics. A better historian than me would have to answer those questions. But there was the effect was when the East Coast merchants began demanding payment, gold and silver, of their retailers. I don't even know if they call them retailers, the shop owners out in the countryside, and such, in gold and payment. And then they, of course, demanded the same kind of payment of the farmers out there who didn't have gold and silver. The result was all kinds of court actions and foreclosures on farms, and that same old story. And it fomented a rebellion where farmers would get together and burn down the courthouse, or, you know, start an insurrection because they saw their lives being destroyed by this demand. And what's remarkable about it is that even though we had this successful rebellion against England for separation from England, based upon a currency that was just a script, then in the Constitution itself, there's a requirement for gold and silver coin. And if you look a little bit at the debates and such of that time, you don't see there's a widespread condemnation of script, even though it led to a supposed victory over the greatest power in the world at that time. And it could have arisen from the demands of the merchants, who had far more influence over the attendees of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It basically, what we have is gold and silver coin then at that time was the international currency. And it seems to be pointing to international law, the law of the empire, if you will, and got that put into the Constitution, which is, you look back in ancient history and you look at the rise of certain powers like Sparta or Minoa or Rome and such. When you witness them rising to power, they were not participating in the international currency of the time. And they managed to keep their independence and their prosperity going. Based on other currencies, because even then and even before, of course, clear back, no doubt, to Nimrod, this internationalistic currency has given great power to those who control it and demand it and issue it and mint it and all the rest. So we see this insinuating itself into the new nation, right into the founding the Constitution itself.
So and what I hear you saying, if I understand you correctly, is that gold was really the problem and not the solution back then, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's not that there's anything good or bad about issuing a coin in a particular metal. But the problem is when that metal is under a monopolistic control.
Yeah.
Then you've got, for example, the Free Coinage Act that happened here, and that had already happened in France and Holland, a few places. That allowed for those who had piles of it to get it coined and influence the money supply, or to withdraw a lot of it from circulation and influence money supply that way, and it gave them great power over the economy of the nation it was in. And so their demands were going to be met, or they'd cause a lot of trouble, for the ruling powers at the time, and some fought against them and some didn't. And so what we see is a centralization of power over time, internationally, into the hands of the money merchants. And it's the oldest, it's one of the oldest things to plague humanity through all our history. And then we see in this instance here where it made its way into our Constitution, apparently from the same kind of dialectic. Now, what's interesting about the dialectic here is they didn't really even need any agents out, but they may have had agents out amongst the farmers organizing them into resistance. But it's sort of a natural consequence that you could expect anyway from a system that is dispossessing people, the yeoman farmers out in the countryside, who'd been there for generations, living peaceably and productively with one another, and then all of a sudden this power comes and dispossesses them of their entire lives. So, who's to bless and who's to blame is very difficult to say. For a very large reason is because we only have scant histories on it, and occasionally you run across some work where, and I don't have it with me at this moment, but a little tiny booklet, book that I have in my possession, which outlines the history of this Shays Rebellion. I think it was written as some kind of doctoral thesis or something, but very little else is even mentioned. You don't even see it anywhere. So when you get into certain areas of history, especially about the machinations behind the international money brokers and such, the history, it's no surprise there's big gaps, almost as if they were removed, So we see that. We certainly should expect to see that happening here from the very beginning of our national existence.
Right.
So,
I guess then your position would be, because, a lot of people are putting a lot of money in these precious metals, and there's no doubt that as an investment or as a safeguard against inflation, people have been investing in precious metals, and the money, it's really, I think, the only place really other than tangible assets that people are going to be using when the economic system collapses. And I do say when, not if, because I think it's a foregone conclusion, barring any unforeseen circumstance. And certainly there's no shortage of resources that the other side has to try to prop things up. But I think, barring any unforeseen circumstance, we're going to see a collapse. And when that collapse happens, you're going to need some medium of exchange, whether it be just ordinary things like toilet tissue or food or whatever, or gold and silver coin. And so I guess you wouldn't be arguing against gold and silver or precious metals in regards to something like that, right?
No. I just observe in that instance, when if you have a gold and silver coin, then it may behoove you to know when to sell it. When to get out of it, when to convert it into something that you can eat,
Right, yeah, exactly. Hey, we're up against the clock here. Let's take a break, and I'll let you continue. And also, we have Dan in Kentucky. And, folks, you're welcome to join in. We'll give the phone number when we come back.
Grit Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you could be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Governor America, I'm Darren Weeks. We're visiting with Roger Mundy. And as I said, he had a group called the Kansas 10th Amendment Society. As you know, he's very, very well versed on history, and he has been studying it for a very long time. And Roger, I don't know if you finished your thoughts on the gold issue or not that you were talking about before the break.
Oh well, that's I don't know. I guess maybe I have.
Well, it's a loaded topic, and I know that you know, like for instance, the network has Republic Trading Group. And a lot of people have made a lot of money on investing in gold and silver, and you know, but like you have pointed out, people need to understand that when the metals are controlled by the other side, you do have to be careful and understand when to get out also. And but what we're facing here today, I don't really know any other place to put your money other than precious metals, other than, you know, I tell people if you don't have the money for that, then at least, you know, make sure first. And I think a lot of the folks that are promoting precious metals would say this as well. Make sure first you have your food supply built up, and make sure you have a supply of everything that you need in order to survive. And then for anything extra, you know, put it in the metals. But anyway, let's go to Dan in Kentucky and see what's on his mind. Dan, good morning.
Darren, Roger, great show as always. And Darren, as you said before, with the Occupy Wall Street people, tariffs are the main thing, and so not many people are focusing on that. Also, since the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional and illegal, more important than ending the Fed is completely abrogating the debt that we don't owe anyway, and not many people are talking about that, not just the debt moratorium, but wiping the slate clean, because the Ron Paul and a lot of the people backing them, some of the Austrian economics people, like von Mises, were members of Bilderberg, and their idea is to bring in a gold standard, fix where with Gaddis talked about this, acting like the Fed has set all this up as an accident waiting to happen, and then bring back a gold standard, and then they will have a monopoly on it, and you'll have the same kind of thing as, Roger, you mentioned with the Chase Rebellion. But I think the problem is that people aren't clear about principles like what capitalism is and all these other things. And if you do a graph, you take an x-axis and you make that physical versus fiat money, and then you take the y-axis and you make that at public government-issued money versus private bank-issued money. What they're doing is a lot of our enemy is confusing these issues, and you have people like Ellen Brown, who's a socialist web of debt, talking about government-issued money, and that's the Oz series on the Internet talking about the Wizard of Oz and the money and all that stuff. And that's government-issued fiat money. Really, that's what the Emerald City was. It's green. It went to about the gold brick road. But what we really need is government-issued physical money that is not in a monopoly. And very few people are talking about that. But in order to get there, the two keys, as you said, are the tariffs. And I think the second thing is to completely wipe the slate clean. Aristotle had some definitions of money which are pretty good, but in ancient times, as you said, Rome and Sparta and other powers came to power not part of the international money system, and Sparta used iron treated with hot vinegar that you couldn't use for anything else, and they were finally co-opted into the international banking system, which has been around for years and years. Other than barter, and I think having your food and protection and gold and silver right now, it is going to be important, as you said, Roger, to know when to sell things. But I think we need to focus on government-issued physical money that is not monopoly, that we have control over. And as Alan Watt, who's also on Republic, said, you're going to have citizens' committees overseeing all this stuff, because the psychopaths that have taken over, you can't trust them, because the corporations and government are in with each other, and whatever is, if you call it, that's what the problem is. And yeah, thank you for your show.
Yeah, that's a very good summary of things. Roger, you know, that's the thing, is how do we get there from here? You know, I know that's a big question.
Yeah.
I know Utah, in fact, Mark in Texas just sent me this the other day. Utah has just made moves toward a state currency, ironically the same state that has hosted the Communist Chinese Governors Conference, U.S.-China Governor Conference, has also made moves to declare its independence of the from the U.S. debt monetary system. I don't have that paper in front of me right now, but he sent it to me this past week. You know, we're seeing these states move toward, you know, some sort of state monetary system that would be independent of the Federal Reserve. You know, I don't think that the answer is, you know, some people have proposed that, well, we need to nationalize the Federal Reserve. And I just don't see that as being a solution, because, you know, what difference does it make, once again, if you have the government controlling the corporations or the corporation controlling the government? I mean, you still have the same criminals in charge.
Yeah.
You know, hold it right there. Let's talk about this a little bit when we come back from the break, if we can.
Okay.
Because I think it's a very important issue. This is really scratching where I think the American people itch. You know, how do we handle a dishonest monetary system? This is the solutions that we need. All right, we'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're visiting with Roger Mundy, and before the break, we were talking a little bit about the fact that we have a dishonest monetary system here in the United States, and it's been in operation for a very long time, ever since 1913. And what do we do about it? You know, as long as the international banking cartel has control of our money system, we're in a mess that we can't really get out of, or can we, Roger?
Oh, yeah, we can get out of anything with the grace of God. What you sow, so shall you reap. And so, man, we are experiencing his rod of iron for a lot of reasons, the sins of this nation. But then, the grace of God is very, very great. And he can give us, to those who seek him and those who seek the truth and answers, he will provide them. And so we really don't know what the future holds ultimately, but we know that there are certain things we should do. We should stand on truth, on principle, and we should do all we can and then stand and call on him. And I've seen the amazing miracles happen. So I wanted to say, too, that was a marvelously deep and understanding call from the last caller here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. We've had a whole batch of great calls today. You know, this issue of state currencies, Roger, I don't know if you had any thoughts on that or not. I really see this as one of the major, probably the only solution, really, that I see is states standing up and actually doing something about the monetary system. And I know some people poo-poo that idea, but I really don't see any other way to get this whole Federal Reserve thing under control. I mean, it's already being done in certain, you know, like North Dakota has their state bank. Of course, I guess that's tied to the Federal Reserve note. However, you know, states, if they devised their own currency, you know, and got together and did something, decided to do something about interstate commerce, how to handle that, that would be a possible solution, wouldn't you think?
Well, I think it's very important, thing for the states to do, and it's a step towards a better situation for all of us. It's especially it has a decentralizing of power aspect on it, and mm-hmm. Which puts the power of the what happens closer to where the people live, and I do support it. I support it entirely. I do question certain measures. For example, you were talking about the one it was in Utah. Is that what you're saying?
I think. Yeah, there was a declaration that they had, and I don't have it before me at the moment. I should have called it up, but they just came out with this. Apparently, it was sent to me by Mark in Texas this past week. I wasn't even aware of it prior to Mark sending it to me. But, yeah, they're making moves, evidently, to go with something independent of the Fed.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it depends on what it is. Is it a global currency? Is the euro? Is it,
right.
You know, and then is it part of a thing destroy the autonomy of the United States, you know? Or is it in the direction it needs to go towards true principle? I don't know what to think of it. I don't trust Utah much.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I have a difficulty trusting politicians, period. But the way I see this is if every state took part in this and did their own system, you know, whichever one worked the best would be the one that, you know, everyone could develop, and just cut the federal government completely out of the picture. You know, maybe that's a little pie in the sky, or maybe that's a little bit Pollyanna as far as the attitude is concerned. But, you know, we've got to try. We've got to do something, because going down the road that we're going down certainly is not working in the benefits of the American people, that's for sure. Hey,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, but an interim device might be something that happened during the Depression of various places issued their own, even businesses, even little private groups, and so forth. All kinds of alternative monetary systems that are forced out of necessity. We're liable to see that popping up in different places. Cities did it, you know. Even Russell, Kansas, was one of them, birthplace of that ignominious Bob Dole. And it's sort of modeled on a Silvio Gesell system, and but we see time dollars in some places. And I think people end up doing this because they don't have any choice in these things. And not that it's an overall solution or the way it should be. What is the way it should be? But you know, money is simply what people believe money is.
That is correct.
And all money actually is fiat, because fiat just means by law.
Right.
Okay, so, and then when we look back, and, you know, I do hear people espousing the virtues of the intrinsic value of gold and silver and such, but, you know, if one knows that way back in ancient times, gold and silver were backed by grain. I mean, we have X. What is the X amount of grains of silver or gold? You know, as a measurement of it,
mm-hmm.
It comes from the time when when gold and silver coin was sort of being introduced as coinage, and the people didn't trust it because you couldn't eat it. It didn't grow anything from itself. It didn't give you any increase. But these stinking temples keep wanting us to use this, and then the gods will destroy us if we don't or something. But it had to be backed. It had to be backed by something which they considered the time of intrinsic value.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So, whatever money is used, I think that if the international currency was cattle or grain, that's one thing we shouldn't use. So, if it's some kind of negative usury, which the, there's negative and there's positive usury both. I mean, if a currency has intrinsic value, it could be considered and it's believed to have intrinsic value, then it can be considered a sort of a positive or a negative use. I don't know how to oppose the two, but one's based on debt, and one's based on the opposite. But the fact is, money should be neutral. I mean, in an ideal situation, it is the buyer and the seller who determine. Then, in fact, in reality, it is the buyer and the seller who determine the value of a dollar. I mean, or any currency. I mean, when someone is buying a cow and it costs $2 and they work out this price, neither party is thinking about what is this in gold, what
right.
is this valued in debt, what's this, and none of them will go through all that nonsense. They just they determine at the time that they exchange this that $1 is worth half a cow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So where the next exchange comes out of the overall belief of the people of and the impression of the people of what this currency is worth in their day-to-day dealing. And that's the truth of what money is. It's so simple, it's almost impossible to see. It's one of those annoying things that's like the greatest truths are so simple. We have a difficulty seeing what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I got the calls piling up there, Roger. So if you want, we can go back to the phones and
whatever you want to do. I mean,
okay.
And you wanted to address how to bring these things about. I think you were leading into instruction, and we can talk about it if you choose.
Okay.
Or you take calls. I don't care. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's knock out some of these calls, and we'll get back to the instruction thing because I think that's very important. Scott in Arizona, line two. Scott, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, Jeff, unlimited coinage of silver, 100% specie deposit, elimination of all illegal combinations known as corporations would be a good start because we have those corporations are really illegal.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that. And we have silver. There's a lot more silver they can't monopolize that, like gold. Well, gold and silver, but it's strictly gold, like the Sherman Act and stuff. They defeat the silver, then they gave the monopoly to gold. That was detrimental to us.
Well,
but eliminating the corporation would be the number one thing.
Yeah. Roger,
across the board.
Any responses to that?
Well, it seems to me that, yeah, silver is preferable over gold if you're going to compare the two because of the more abundance of the silver, and it's harder to monopolize. And I think he's quite right in that. Now, where he says legal or lawful about those things,
Corporations.
Corporations? That's
right, right.
Okay, you want to outlaw the corporations, you're saying?
Well, they were called the illegal combinations until,
uh-huh.
Roosevelt? something like that. Okay. It's a real legal combination. A bunch of rich people gain up on the little guy.
Yeah, yeah, sort of an antitrust,
right.
Antitrust thing with a special privileges granted by the state and such, yes.
Right.
So I think, you know, basically if we were going to approach that topic, what we'd have to do is weigh the requirements for a corporation. Now, it used to be, I understand, that they were given a limited lifespan, and they were given specific, they had to have a specific task and so forth, which is,
correct.
Which says it's a deliberation there over the existence of corporations. As a matter of fact, I think that there was a move in California at one point where, and it was laughed at in the press and et cetera, et cetera. But it showed a remarkable understanding of some people that organized there where they were going to their state and they were seeking the repeal of the corporate charter of a certain business that had conducted all kinds of crimes against them. And I
think
that's a very wise move if the people understand they are the final authority under any republic, and if they can gain the kind of belief across the peoples that they have very great power, then all these entities that centralize power and rape and pillage them can be brought under that power. So,
yeah. Scott?
One last point is start the treason trials to get things going. There hasn't been a trial for treason for ever.
Yeah, well, you know, and this, you've got a good point there. You know, treason in the Constitution defined basically is sort of overt aid to enemies, aid and comfort to the enemies. And I think that what maybe should be considered are people understanding the various crimes of lèse-majesté, which is, like when your public servant break their oath or go directly against the instructions of the people whom they are sworn to serve, et cetera, it is sedition, at least it's sedition, you know, without major amendments to the Constitution in the definition of treason, because there are limitations on the definition of treason in that due to the abuse of that in Europe, where certain people were in a opposing political position and ended up with their heads cut off by those in power under charges of treason. So, I mean, that could be abused too. But then I think the people need to understand that certain principles are violated by those who are elected as their representatives, it is a crime of lèse-majesté. It may not go to the point of treason, but it may just be sedition. And I don't mean to make a fine point of that, but
it is a crime.
Huh?
It is a crime. What degree of crime?
Sure, that's right.
Sure.
Hey, thanks, Scott. I appreciate the call. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. I want to keep things moving here. Real quick, let's go to John in Tennessee. John, go right ahead. Is John there? Do we have John? Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll come back to him. In the meantime, let's go to Minneapolis and talk to Byron. Byron. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. Who is this?
John.
Oh, John. Hey, go ahead.
Well, first of all, Darren, thanks for having Roger on. Roger, I don't necessarily enjoy the information, but I enjoy hearing you because you're able to put into words things that I already know, and I don't have the ability to present them as you do. one of your previous callers, Darren, was talking about the, you were talking about Utah's possible state currency.
Mm-hmm.
And Roger took the words out of my mouth when he questioned it, because in my opinion, and I'm sure in Roger's, it could be a double-edged sword. Like we said, you have to consider whether or not it would be something global. Knowing that they met with the Chinese governors, you've got to ask yourself, what is the possibility that was actually something that they demanded if they're getting away from the Federal Reserve?
Okay, hey, John, I got to interrupt you. We're headed to break. When we come back, we'll hopefully finish up with you quickly, and then we'll go try to squeeze Byron in from Minneapolis in as well. Time goes by very quickly, unfortunately, and time is a very ruthless dictator. Hey, we'll be back here in a moment, folks. Stay with us.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
All right, I'm going to hit the ground running. This is the final segment. We're in the home stretch here. And by the way, folks, I mentioned earlier that I would let you know how you could get a hold of Roger. He does have an email address. I do want to stress that he has to have somebody check his email for him. He does not have Internet access of his own. So just be patient and waiting for a response. But you can email Roger. He's got roger@governamerica.com. That's roger@governamerica.com. You can email him, and you are able to check that as you get time. Right, Roger?
Thank you, Darren. Darren did this for me. I'm impoverished, like so many of you.
Well, we're all in various stages of poverty, Roger. John, real quickly, if you can finish up your point, I'd like to see if we can squeeze in Byron from Minneapolis also.
Short on time. I know you're short on time. So, Roger, let me ask you, do you think there is a possibility that China told Utah if they want their business in the future, they had to come away from the Federal Reserve and maybe coincide their new money with the yuan?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. I had trouble hearing that.
I think he's asking the question, do you think it's possible that this drive for a new state currency in Utah might somehow be tied to their selling out to the Chinese?
No, and tied to the yuan. And tied to the yuan, maybe an even up exchange.
Interesting.
Yeah, all right, go along with violence. Thank you, Darren.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very high likelihood. I don't know any more than that because this is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah.
But I do observe that we have a lot of Easternization, I guess you would call it, going on. Like when we looked at the TRAP, the Restore America plan is in sold through the ideology of the New Age Messiah Spiritus ideology, which is an Eastern mysticism. And when you look at the education systems, they seem to be shifting away from the those who know the noun-based ideological system of the West towards the verb-based ideological systems of the East. Mm-hmm. And so this reprogramming of an entire generation and these moves, it looks like it may be an Easternification of the American ideology, perhaps to better facilitate the move of the headquarters of what I call the temple cult, a monetary cult, which is basically what I call the temple cult, which they've done in the past before, where headquarters of the empire is shifted to different places, and it looks like it's trying to move east.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think it would not be unlikely.
We'll have to look into what they're doing a little bit more in depth in the coming days. All right, real quickly, Byron, can you be real quick?
State currencies, and I think everybody that promotes a state currency should write a brief explaining exactly what problems they're trying to solve and how they're going to solve them. And there is a state currency. It is not really a state currency, but it's controlled by the state in Minnesota that's in legislature and have had hearings, and the only thing it needs to get passed is just a little bit of help and promotion. And it's based on the United States Constitution. It says Congress shall coin the money, provide their post roads. Only it's too hard to get it to Congress, so we went to the state banks, or we went to this legislature, and where the state banks, and of course most people don't understand, the Federal Reserve does not create the bulk of the money. The private state banks, private banks do, including state chartered banks. So we're simply going to, under this law, we're going to have the state chartered banks create money debt-free, which is a real problem. The problem is not what we use for money or how it works. It's that it's all interest-bearing debt, and put into circulation it's interest-bearing debt, so you can't get out of the debt, and the debt just constantly grows, which we see that every place.
We got to go. Thank you so much.
You betcha. Go to...
Thank you so much, Byron. I appreciate it. Roger, thank you.
It's already over. Oh,
it's already over, but thank you so much. We'll certainly do it again. It's always a pleasure. Folks, we got to go. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless each and every one of you, and thank you for the calls. We'll talk to you next week.
The next round of the